everyone. Thank you for coming this evening. I want to, through the week last week, and then primarily yesterday, I was trying to put some things together and just reading some devotional books to do a devotion. And so I had gone through one devotion. I said, oh, that's interesting. I think I might build on that. And so I started writing some things down, and I was just writing things down that I didn't quite understand, but they sounded good. I said, well, maybe everyone else will understand it, but it just wasn't resonating with me, so I just scrapped that. And I just, this is going somewhere, by the way. So I just prayed, and I wasn't doing that. I was just kind of relying on my own, you know, I can put this together and get it together and make some sense of it. And so, we're going to talk tonight about worth, worthy, the word worthy. I looked up some facts. I'll define what the word worthy means. In the dictionary, it says, having or showing qualities or abilities that merit recognition in a specific way. Having or showing qualities or abilities that merit recognition in a specific way. You often hear people say, net worth, and so we're aware of some famous people. I'm just going to go through four people that I'm going to tell you their net worth. Michael Jordan, $3.5 billion. Steven Spielberg, $5.3 billion. That's pretty big. Let's step it up quite a few notches. Elon Musk, $379 billion. That's his net worth. Mark Zuckerberg, $229 billion. Net worth. That's what, if they put it all out there, that's the money, that's what they're worth. That's what is recognized as what they've achieved, right? Their ability to diversify, have businesses, and develop, and scheme, and do whatever it takes to build net worth. The Bible has, that's the worldly definition of worth, right? You always depict someone's worth by what they have in a monetary sense. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, if you go through that verses from verses 10 through 18, it gives you the net worth of a man or a person or an individual without Christ. You're familiar with those verses. We're not going to go there. It's a terrible description of the worth of a man or a woman without Christ. There is no worth. So here's a couple questions. Is God obligated to acknowledge because we enrich his worth? Do we enrich God's worth? No, I don't think we do. We don't enrich God's worth. God is everything. He is 100% worthy. Here's someone who quoted this. Walk, in your Christian walk, walk so as to show what the Lord deserves from us, not to show what we deserve from the Lord. Let's just go to a few four passages. First one, 1 Thessalonians. We're going to go to four quick passages that talk about, that use the word worthy or worth. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Struggling to get there. Sorry. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. That you walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. That you walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Second one, Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Philippians chapter 1, 27, just a couple pages back. 1:27 reads this, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." And the idea of that, your conversation being worthy of the gospel. And the last one, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation or of the job wherewith you are called." So we've been called to a job. And so this idea of being worthy. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says this, "Without faith it is impossible to please God." And I think this is a key to understanding the idea of being, what this idea of worth is. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we know that to have any sense of worth or benefit towards God, we have to have faith, because we can't please God without faith. And so when we got saved, we basically, what we did was we put our trust and faith in something other than ourselves. And so the idea of worth is never with the individual. It's always in view of what we are as Christians in Christ. Our worth is only through the lens of the Lord Jesus. I think that's true, and I believe that to be true. It kind of struck me. The value that you have is only because you're in Christ. Independent of Christ, there is no worth. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord Jesus, when he died on the cross of Calvary, didn't think about how he could rescue you because he loved you. That's not the question. But there's no worth in a fleshly, unsaved individual in reference to God. Because Romans describes our plight, it's terrible. We have no value. It's only as Christians when we are saved, when we are viewed through the Lord Jesus. If you stand here this evening and you say you're saved, but you've never put your faith or basically put your trust in the merits of something else, it was the Lord Jesus, wasn't it? It was his death, his love, all that he is. And so now when you become saved, you're in view, everything you are is in view of Christ. And that's what I want to get to, is how we walk. It's always, everything should go through the filter of the Lord Jesus. Everything, nothing excluded, should be. There's a verse in Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. Let's just turn there, because I think this kind of will explain a little bit of what I'm trying to get to here. Matthew chapter 3, verse 8 talks about repentance. And it says this, Bring forth therefore fruits or works meet for repentance. Does that mean that you do certain things by obligation so that you deserve you get repentance? You deserve it? Doesn't mean that. It means that there's certain things that repentance requires that fits with repentance, that you have to go through, that fits with it, that is synonymous with it, with repentance. It's the same idea as worth. Our worth is in a person. It's not in our flesh. It's not in how we can, do you know what? You could do all kinds of things for God in the flesh. And if it's not through and trusting in the faith of the Lord Jesus and how he can empower you, you are nothing of yourself. I am nothing. I am absolutely nothing independent of Christ. I can't achieve anything for God. I can't do anything on my own. It's through faith. It says we're saved by faith, and the Bible tells us in many places we should live by faith. We should live constantly trusting in the merits of the one who indwells with the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus. All that we do should go through the lens of the Lord Jesus. The world teaches self-reliance, but biblical faith is reliance on God. Walk by faith, not by sight. I personally think this way sometimes. I must have faith and love so as to show worth and get God's favor. I need to get a hold of those things. I need to do them so that I'll get God's favor. I think this is what we need to look. This is the way we need to view worth. God's favor to you was free. It was called grace. You didn't deserve it. Everything that you have in Christ was given to you. You didn't have it at one time, and you were given it by faith in the Lord Jesus. That's called grace. God's favor is free, grace, and it is worth trusting in. Maybe this is so simple. I knew this before, but I've just been reminded of it. Grace was given to me, and so now what I want to do is I want to just continue to walk by faith. I want to continue to walk by faith. And that has value to God because it's because I'm relying on God. I think faith, when we trusted Christ, it fits, doesn't it? When we got salvation, it fit with us. Because why? Because we were bankrupt. And so God, in his mercy, in his grace, which was free, gave us salvation, gave us eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. He gave it to us. It fit with us because we couldn't do it ourselves. And so I think that the reason that sometimes I look at my own life, I try to live the Christian life independent. Independent of my lifeline. Independent of faith in God. You all know me here. There's a few visitors, but most of you know me. And I have a fair amount of determination. I can do things just by grunting them through. But the Christian life doesn't work like that. The Christian life is reliance on the merits of the Lord Jesus. Everything should go through him. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's not about doing. Christian living isn't about doing. It's about trusting. It's about living everything through the Lord Jesus. Because that is our lifeline. You have absolutely no worth. As a matter of fact, the judgment of God is over the unsaved, and they'll never even be remembered. The only reason that we have a lifeline is because of God's grace and mercy. And our worth only is of value to God when it's through trusting in the Lord Jesus. That's the value that we have. That's the value we bring to God. We just, you know, we do it every Sunday morning. We just break bread. And what do? We remember the worth of something else, something independent of ourselves. It was the worth of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. And so we remember that. Why do we remember it? Because we need to be reminded that our flesh has no value. We still have it. But it can't bring anything to God. It can't please God. It can't do anything to make God look on us and say, hey, he's got it together. Everything through the Lord Jesus. You know, preaching that has no mention of the cross or no mention of the person of Christ in evangelical circles. There are circles where they don't lift him up. I think that's a sad commentary. So how do we do that? How do we effectively bring value to our Christian lives in view of God? Well, a couple things that are very practical. We need to be in His Word. We need to be in His Word because we can't know God unless we study Him and learn about Him in His Word. That's what He's left us with. There was a question asked by someone. He says, will you love the Lord Jesus at the end of 2025? Will you love Him? Or will you be lukewarm? Will you be indifferent? Christians can become that way. I believe that we can be, and I have, in my Christian walk, been cold. Do you know why? I wasn't relying on my lifeline. My worth was in my flesh. I was doing my own thing. Do you know what? Your bank account, when you die, has no value to God. There's no value in a big bank account. I need to remind myself, I'm a small business and I'm doing relatively well, but there's no value in that because it's just material things. One person said the only value that God puts in things are His Word and lives. Think about that. His Word and the lives of others. That's why the Lord Jesus came, to give His life a ransom for the world. So there's the value. Identity at salvation was Christ. Our identity in our Christian walk is Christ. It's still Christ. Everything should be through that filter. I hope that's been encouraging to you. It's kind of reminded me of stop relying on myself. Prayer. Everything to God in prayer. That's our lifeline. I trust that these words have been encouraging.